So we intend to read our Bible in the airport.
Whoops, my notes are on my phone, so I can't put my notes in the holder there.
Okay, Luke chapter 21. What I'm trying to do as we go through this Exodus. Thank you, Brenda. I can count on you. I get Luke on the brain or whatever. My problem is I start studying something and I spend a little more time in it, and then that's all that's on my mind anymore. So it is what it is. Yeah. Okay. Exodus chapter 21. Let's drop down to verses 22. Tim?
Stop for a second.
Yes, sir.
Any of you ladies have a cough drop?
Up here.
I've got other stuff, but I don't have a cough drop.
No, I don't have any.
Sorry.
I've got other stuff.
We used to have some of that.
There's cough drops up there. I know there is.
These are not great, but try them and see.
Than what Tim brought.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I didn't say it.
We might need a new supply up here. So.
Somebody. Kids are throwing underneath the bus as is. Got in trouble again today.
That's a good thing. When you're in trouble.
The kid wasn't doing nothing. So I told him, well, since you ain't doing nothing, we're going to work 12 hours. So he went running up to my boss at 4 o'clock. He says, I got to be somewhere at 5. We can't work till 6:30. He said, well, what do you mean working 6:30? Mike said, well, we got to work 12 hours today.
He'll have your number next time. Okay. Exodus 21, 22 and 23.
If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life.
Keep going. Two more verses.
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of the eye.
Okay. So notice here we've got two men striving together, and who gets hurt? The woman, and who else?
Child.
The unborn child. Is it a fetus or is it a child?
It's a child.
Don't forget that. Okay. I know an individual in this town where the father of the mother, which is actually the grandfather of the child, in other words, there was the daughter was married, and the father of the mother, grandfather, hit the mother. And the child ended up damaged because of that. You know, you'd really like to damage somebody that would do that. I've never forgotten that. It bothers me. But at any rate, that child, for the rest of their life, will have a handicap because of a no good man. We need to learn to control our temper. God recognizes the unborn baby as a child. It's not something to be thrown out in the trash. He brings punishment if there's damage. if you put out the child's eye, if it's born with a birth defect because of that, guess what you lose? You lose an eye. That was the Old Testament law. Now, not the way our law works nowadays, but that's God's feelings. I thought that was worth mentioning, bringing up. God has a view of the child and holds the child in high esteem. Okay? And those that damage that child will be punished under his law, under the Old Testament. Okay, chapter 21 and verse 33.
And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his.
Okay, so Terry, so tell us about this. Do you have any responsibility when you leave a job site? Yeah.
So if I leave the basement stairs or those stairs, if somebody falls down, then that's kind of probably my fault.
I had Randy Griffin put a sewer line under in the street up on 10th, and so the backhoe was sitting there because he was waiting for, I forget what, but the hole was open. I mean, it's 10 foot deep, whatever it is. And so he takes and he props his backhoe around it and then, you know, puts tape and stuff around it to protect it so that nobody falls in there. He's got a responsibility. God shows in this that people have responsibility for their actions. Okay? I had a calf turn up missing on my farm. It was a good size 400-pound calf, a 400 or 500-pound calf. It was a nice calf. And I looked and looked and looked and couldn't find it. And I was down at the pond and it's melting. And there was an old well, open pit well. The pond was down a little bit, and the calf come walking through there, and probably they got shoved and pushed over into that pit. And so I always wondered why the bass were so wild when you drag a lure across that end of the pond. But anyway, I got the tractor in there and a loader, and I filled that up so I wouldn't lose any more livestock or a child. You know, serious business. And so God is showing that there's responsibility on the part of the doer, whether it's a worker or whether it's protecting your property so that others are protected. God said, look, there's responsibility there. And I know Terry, I know he takes those things serious. We're always going to have in that business, whether it's cement or something, we're going to have stories to tell about some crazy things that happened, about things that we got to leave set for a while. You know, Tim's going to have the same stories, but anybody in that business, you're going to have those stories. But there's a responsibility. So that's something that God shows us. So I'm just drop down to chapter 22. Let's go read 2-4. Get the whole context.
And if a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
So, murder's murder, but what if somebody's breaking into your house? And you kill him.
You wound him.
You kill him.
Well, that's not premeditated, though.
It's not premeditated. According to God, you protected your property. You had the right.
You had set out to do it.
That's right. And remember the church, and it was a descendant of one of Abraham Lincoln's relatives. Anyway, he was in Virginia, and he was telling me that when he was younger, he said there was somebody trying to get into his house. And he said, "You better leave or I'm going to shoot." And the guy was at the door. He didn't. And so he started the top, bang, 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 bang. He said he cleaned up the blood and fixed the door the next day. But, you know, and, you know, he's scared to death. I mean, I've had that, and it's a scary situation. God says, under the Old Testament law, and this is, in a way, kind of how our law works. If somebody's breaking into your house and you shoot them, you've got the right. You wound them, better look out. They're going to get you. You know, they'll sue you for everything you're worth nowadays. Doesn't matter if they're breaking up.
The jury will be more on your side if you drag him outside.
No, you got to drag him inside.
Drag him inside.
Yeah, you got to drag him inside. So.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a situation here a few years ago where I had a family I was trying to help, and it got to that point where he made threats against me, and so I called the sheriff and I said, "Okay, so what to do?" He said, "Well, the best thing to do is if he comes," he said, "if he comes to the front door, just go out the back door and leave." He said, "It's in other words, our laws don't protect the innocent today." And so they do to a point, but you're taking chances. And so he said, the best thing is, if you got another way out, he said, go out. And that's what the sheriff told me. And so he never did come to my house in anger. And we're friends now. But at the time, we weren't friends. And he was threatening me. And so it's a scary thing. But we just see kind of what God's law says, and that God's law under the Old Testament. Now, keep in mind, this nation's law was begun and originated on the basis of the book of Exodus. Our founding fathers of this nation went to the book of Exodus to make the laws for this nation. And so that should tell us a little bit about the value. Okay, chapter 22, verse 5 and 6, or verse 5.
If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution.
Of which part of his own field?
Best.
I know this isn't farming country, but Mary Gingrich, you know Mary Gingrich? They have a lot of problem with the neighbor's cattle. They get over all the time. Ez gets so mad. You know, they get into his alfalfa field, and anyway. You know, I mean, we have a responsibility to keep good fences. Kenneth talks about the fences once in a while because he had issues with neighbors with cattle with fences, and they wouldn't take care of their fence, their half, okay? I've known of a lot of battles. Look, God thinks, or God teaches, that each of us are responsible for his own things. And so I put woven wire clear around my property to take care of keeping my sheep in. And that's a lot of woven wire on 20 acres. And so, but I kept my sheep in. And so it was something that I needed to do. But it was my responsibility. Okay, verse 7.
If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of a man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief he be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether he have put his hand unto his neighbor's goods.
Okay, so now notice here we've got a balance, checks and balances here, okay? If the thief be found, okay, you know, you're protecting somebody's stuff. Brian and Shelley's got our fish. You better take good care of the fish. If they turn up, we're going to have to go to the judge, okay? Harry, Curly, and Moe are out at Brian and Shelley's. So he's protecting our stuff while we're gone. Okay, so what happens? We come back and somebody's caught stealing them, okay? They're guilty. Brian's held innocent, okay? But come back, Brian says, I don't know what happened to him. So then according to God, who settles it? The judges settle. Okay? And so if the judge deems that it's theft by the one that kept the property, then the one that kept the property is going to have to pay. But if the judge says, look, he don't know. It's up to the judge. And so at any rate, that was God deals with all these little details. Okay? Drop down to verse 18. Somebody wants to stop me and talk about this, you got to stop, because there's so many of these. I'm trying to hit some highlights. Otherwise, we'll be a year on these things. Keep going. Yeah, verse 18.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Read it out of yours, Roy.
You shall not permit a sorceress to live.
Okay. Does it say sorceress? Spell it.
S-O-R-C-E-R-E-S-S.
Okay, that's female. But I don't think in... I didn't think that was in the female gender. I know that the witch is used several places in the King James. Now, if you remember right, when the King James was translated about 1611, that you remember the witch trials and all of that. Witchcraft is actually the word should be sorcery in a lot of those places, because it's not just female gender, okay? There are those that are males that they'd be involved in sorcery, right? And so at any rate, I think the influence of what was going on in society when the King James was translated brought in the witch, because in the female gender, because they that was a big issue at the time. Sorcery. What's God's feelings of it? Kill them. Put a stop to it. That's what God said. Yeah. It's kind of nice we don't get killed today. Dealt with the Wiccan. That's just the modern witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just nonsense. It's
they
trash.
Say that's white witchcraft? Do you know what they say?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because you're supposed to do good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Seemed like a pretty good person, then, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Being a little facetious side.
Right.
Guys, do not get involved. And even in the New Testament, this is something that we see that follows through. And I think a lot of these principles, they still follow through. The most of this stuff, I believe, follows through in the New Testament. It helps us understand it. Tim?
But you look at the witch hunts that happened, and you look even in the United States at the Salem witch hunts. No Christian should ever use the Bible to get rid of somebody.
Exactly.
Okay. And I say that because if you study the Salem witch hunts,
mm-hmm.
I would say probably 95% of the ones that they killed were guilty.
They're probably mentally ill, is what I've heard. A lot of them.
But people use this mm-hmm. and the Bible to do that, and that's, in my opinion, just as wrong. You're twisting what God has said.
Yep, I agree. See, we're studying the Old Testament here, and yes, this was not just a spiritual law, it was a national law. Okay, so those that were born Jews were obeying a national law, but it was also a spiritual law. The New Testament is not that way. It's a spiritual law entirely. And so, and what Tim is saying, it's very important, okay? I don't care what somebody does that is sinful. You and I, if we're not nice to them, we're sinning. Is that clear? And that's the point I think you're trying to get across. And I think that's something that we've got to see. And aren't we glad we don't live under these times? Okay? Here we are, if somebody is involved in ungodly behavior. Now, we're going to despise that behavior, but we're going to love the person. And we're going to treat the person with kindness and goodness. And if it's ever anything different, then we need to come together and have a little meeting and kind of find a way to make some behaviors change. And I don't think any of us would do that here. I would hope not. Maybe in a weak moment. But guys, don't ever be mean to anybody. I don't care what they do. I don't care if it's a Muslim that's wanting to kill you. Don't be mean to them. Okay? Be nice. You know, that Muslim I talked to in Jamaica, it blew my mind because he was nasty that night. And when I was kind and I told him when we became friends we could talk about it, I think it put him to shame because he was a different person the next day. And so, I love the class. I love being together. And I'm out of time. So I'm going to shut up.